gas prices could play a key role in the midterms. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Gas prices have hovered around $3.80 a gallon on average nationwide recently. President Biden says he'll help lower prices next week with the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserves.
President Joe Biden says he's doing everything he can to bring gas prices down. He says that he knows it's been hard for American families under his tenure. And the head of the American Petroleum Association pushes back that the president is doing everything he can. President Biden saying his release from the strategic petroleum reserve not politically motivated, then vilified oil companies. He argues that oil companies are not using all the leases that they hold.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the 15 million barrel release is about 5 million short of what's needed for just one day. Another hot topic in the midterms expected to be the surge in migration at the southern border. U.S. authorities say a spike in September brought the number of illegal crossings to the highest level ever recorded in a fiscal year, 2.3 million. A huge number of drugs also crossing the border, with two drug busts just this week at the Nogales, Arizona Border Patrol point of entry.
85,000 fentanyl pills as well as 114 pounds of meth. Then the second bust, 47,000 fentanyl pills, 8 pounds of fentanyl powder, and another 48 pounds of meth, all in one day's work at a single CBP port of entry.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Eagle Pass, Texas. Six people were feared dead after their small plane crashed into the Caribbean just off the Costa Rican coast. Authorities say it appears all the passengers were German citizens, including Rainer Schaller, who is the businessman behind Gold's Gym. The plane's pilot is Swiss. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Thousands of police officers from around the country gathered Friday at the University of Connecticut's football stadium to honor the two police officers who were fatally shot this month. Bristol Police Chief Brian Gould says they're posthumously promoting the fallen officers into the ranks of sergeant and lieutenant.
We will ceremonially promote each of them into their new ranks. Our city charter reads that all persons appointed to the police force or to any advancement from that force shall take the following oath, which I will administer.
Police say officers Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey were ambushed following a fake 911 call October 12th. A third officer was wounded before killing the suspect. Child care, one area that's still struggling following the pandemic. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal.
As employers struggle to find workers and inflation surges, the child care sector hasn't fully rebounded after many daycares closed during the pandemic. Arco Iris Child Care Center Director Carolina Reyes in Laurel, Maryland, says they reopened, but they've already lost some employees.
With the economic crisis that we go in, you know, the inflation is everywhere. Everything is expensive. People who work in the field are leaving the field because they can get better wages somewhere else.
One $15 an hour worker left her to go clean high school classrooms for $24 an hour. She says they can't charge parents more and wonders how many people who can't find a child care center or can't afford it are home with the kids and not in the workforce. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Vatican and China have extended their often criticized agreement on the appointment of bishops in the Asian country, where the government has waged crackdowns over the years on religious believers. The Holy See announced the latest two-year renewal of the 2018 arrangement in a brief statement. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.